What's up? What's up, guys? We're back at it
again.
We're back like we never left. So it's Ade
Sasu Love.
And we are Mimosa and Suya.
Big shout out to you guys. I want to give a big shout out to all the people that showed up to our mixer event.
Yes.
On Cinco de Mayo.
Mm-hmm.
It was fantastic. We were at Cove Lounge
in
Harlem. We partnered with Young Black Travelers.
Ooh, shout out to them.
Yes. So we wanted to gather interest on anyone that's interested in going to Afro Nation Portugal.
Sounds nice.
The date.
A little bit more about it.
Yeah. So basically, it's a traveling festival that goes pretty much everywhere around the world. They were in Puerto Rico this past March. And then they're going to be in Portugal in July. The dates are July 1st to July 3rd. So if anyone's interested, drop some likes in the comments section below. Say that, hey, that you're interested, and we can get some promotional tickets and discounted rates for you.
Oh, nice. Sounds exciting.
Absolutely. Man, it's been a long time.
It has been. We thank you all for your continuous support.
Your
dedicated fans.
Appreciate
it
so much.
The ones that's hitting us up. When is the next episode? Here it is.
Here it is. You know, life can get, busy. I can get busy.
Overwhelming.
Happens, but we still really do appreciate all of your support. And we hope to have continued content for you guys on a more consistent basis.
Yes. Well said, Dr. Love.
All right.
So we're going to get right into the matter. Right into the matter.
With our health tip of the day.
Yes, so as y'all know, May is Mental Health Awareness Month.
Whoop, whoop.
Very important. Mental health, it's increasingly more important last year as the years went by. Dr. Love, your thoughts?
Yeah, I think definitely since COVID, it forced everyone, the world really, to shut down and to just really focus on their mental wellness. And more so in the Black population as well. Even though African Americans in the United States compose about 13% of the population, 16% of them report mental illness in this past year. That's over 7 million people. And the most common mental illness is actually anxiety. So definitely we encourage everyone to just check in with themselves, see how they're feeling, see and process what they're feeling so that they can have the best version of themselves.
Yes. We have 5 quick tips to improve your mental health. Learn a new skill. Education is learning is continuous. It's lifelong. So, it doesn't stop with the 4 walls and the annoying teacher with the apple at her desk. Continue to learn a new skill every day. Take up a relaxing practice, such as yoga, meditation, deep breathing when you feel anxious. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. Take a deep breath. It's gonna be okay. Listen to some inspiring music. I like to listen to Pharrell, Happy. As corny as it is, it's a very
feel-good song.
Help you. Stay active, people. It's great for the brain cells, of course. It is walking, jogging, 20-30 minutes in the gym. Stay active. Keep your mind going.
And also with exercise, it releases dopamine.
Nice. Mm-hmm. That feel good
hormone.
Yes. Lastly, eat foods that support or enhance your mood, such as avocados, beans, leafy greens, and fresh fruits such as blueberries. I know y'all heard something about that.
Mm-hmm.
So those are your 5 health tips to increase your mental health. And remember, May is Mental Health Awareness Month. Check on your strong friends.
Yes, absolutely. Check on the friends that seem like they have it all together, that you can always run to when you have any questions or if you need advice. Like, who do they turn to? Hopefully you can be an ear for them as well. I think that we, like our generation, we have so much information now compared to the generations before. Mm-hmm. The world is a lot smaller. We have access to people in China now. Yeah. They're more accessible. They're more accessible than they've ever been in the past. So it's just a lot of information. So don't be afraid to not have it all together.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid to be honest with yourself. And right. that's where you'll have true freedom, and yet you can get true resolution to any problems that you have.
And every day, choose happiness.
Yes.
Yeah. Choose happiness.
Choose happiness.
Patino, look into our Instagram, Mimosa and Suya, Facebook, Mimosa and Suya, for more health tips, especially associated with mental health.
Absolutely. And you know, we're always here to share any other advice and also listen to some of the things you have to say as well.
Yes.
And thank you so much for those awesome tips, Ade Ade.
Yes, yes, yes.
Now, moving right along to the cultural component, our very special Burna Boy. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, that's Jamaican, but still.
Oh, God.
Burna Boy.
Wrong genre.
right. Burna Boy made history.
History.
As being the first African act to sell out, you heard that right, sell out Madison Square Garden. Round of applause. So for those of you guys that may not know, Burna Boy is an Afrobeats artist.
He's major Afrobeats artist.
He is Grammy Award winning.
Yup.
Festival shut down. Artist.
He is.
He's fantastic.
Yes.
And you know it's real when the mothers are like, "Oh, let's go to a Burna Boy concert." When the mothers, the Nigerian mothers, approve of you, you are secured. Okay, you always get a plate of jollof rice at the cookout.
Hello.
Okay. Yeah. So we're very, very, very proud of him.
Yes.
Again, sold out.
He all gingered us. Thursday, April 28th.
So
yes. Mm-hmm. And I heard it was like amazing.
Yeah, he basically did like a 2-hour set by himself, like just all his hits.
He is an artist, though. He really is an artist. Mm-hmm. So what I'm gonna say is like you can really see how much music is so encompassed within him.
Yeah,
like, you know, it's within him. Mm-hmm. And I love that about him. I think he said his manager used to be, or God, someone associated with him used to be directly working with Fela.
I know that there is a lot of Fela influences in his music. I think his mother used to like play for Fela at some point or something like that. He's fantastic. He has a new album coming out soon. He has yet to give a release date, however, we can expect that. So we're just bigging up with him. Hopefully we'll see him, and he is going to be at the Afro Nation concert in Portugal. So if you guys want to enjoy some of his music and artistry, definitely check him out there.
And lastly, shout out to all my Nigerians. We know they carry last.
Never carry
anywhere
last.
We go, we know they carry last.
Never carry last.
Green flags, raise them up.
Come on.
Shout out to Nigerians. They just come to, you know, they just come and do the damn thing wherever they go.
That's right. We do it.
I'm not only biased to Nigerians, but I am only biased to Nigerians. You know, I love my country, and just salute to, you know, everybody, you know, Nigerians, Africans, just in, you know, Black culture in general, as we continue to talk throughout the show that we're doing right now. It's just a Black influence.
Yes. Very, very good. All right.
From Black influence, we are going to get into Black
excellence. And we would be ever so remiss if we do not celebrate our very own Miss Ketanji Brown Jackson. She was now officially sworn in to the Supreme Court Justice. She is Beautiful. The first African American woman ever
yes.
to have such honor.
Yeah.
And she's just amazing. And absolutely qualified.
I mean, she stands her ground. She stays true to who she is.
And this may be just a mute point, but I just love that she has locks.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I just love that she is unapologetically, like, you cannot mistake that this is a Black woman. You know, I just love that. That's something. I know, you know, Black women in their hair is just very...
Yeah, it's defining to us.
It's like 5 and 6.
It's our crown.
But I just really love that she has these locks and she's just a Black woman. So Miss Jackson worked as a staff reporter and researcher for the Time magazine from 1992 to 1993. She has attended both Harvard University and Harvard Law School, where she was a supervising editor of the Harvard Law Review. She graduated cum laude from Harvard Law in 1996. So she's been doing this for quite some time.
Educated, madame.
Yes.
Well educated.
So I'm just so extremely proud to see melanin excellence in the Supreme Court justice.
Yes, it's so inspiring and it's motivating. And a lot of the times, you know, it's studies I would even say can prove this, that when you see people like you in certain places doing certain things, it inspires and motivates you. It's a, hey, I can do it too. So, you know, kudos and thank you to Miss Brown, because she's helped inspiring little brown girls to be in a position to her one day.
Yeah, in a position of power. She's trailblazing, essentially.
Yeah.
And I pray that she continues to govern well and that she will hopefully make some type of impact in our judicial system.
Definitely. Moving right along, we definitely want to highlight our Black Bliss business.
Yes.
Episode.
Our Black business of the day is stocks and stilettos.
Sounds sexy. It's very interesting. Stocks and stilettos.
Yes. So essentially, again, going through Black excellence, it is a community of four beginning investors, specifically to Black women, so that they can step their financial game up. It is founded by Cassandra Cummings, who was a financial advisor and investment advisor representing for nearly 20 years. So, of course, founded by a Black woman. I actually found out about her through the Breakfast Club interview.
Nice.
She was basically commenting on how she was, during the pandemic, she was teaching thousands and thousands of Black women on how to do stocks, trades. Bonds, and basically having the dividends of some of their stocks to pay off like student loans or like mini trips or getaways or like small business goals throughout, you know, the course of the year. So I just thought that was really fantastic, and I just love that a Black woman was doing this. I think financial literacy is super, 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 super important, to just not work for money but have money work for you.
Yes.
So I think definitely look out for her. They are having open enrollments all year long. And although it is targeting African American women, it is open to all races.
Yes.
But definitely, again, look out for her. It's stocksandstilettos.co. And see what they have to offer.
Increase your financial literacy.
Absolutely.
You're about to get money.
We about to get money and stay wealthy and pass on generational wealth.
Yes, that's just the biggest key, though. That's passing generational wealth.
Yeah.
A lot of people sometimes forget that, you know, that's important. They live in the moment, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Spend now, think about it later type of, you know, thing. And we can't forget showing out for the Instagram. You
okay.
know? So, you know, I like that these platforms are really show how to make long money, not short
long money. Well, she actually does both. Oh. She knows how to make the short money and turn it into long money. So,
hello.
Again, whatever you want your money to do, she can show you how to make your money work for you.
Well, I love my money talks now.
Money talks, baby girl.
We need my money to talk. My money talks. Now make it walk.
All right.
Okay. We're going to get a little somber.
A little somber.
A tiny bit somber.
We would, of course. This is kind of like news that's been happening in real time.
Yes.
Over the past weekend, famous YouTuber and
influencer,
media influencer. And self-proclaimed image consultant,
the Godfather,
Mr. Kevin Samuels. He was found unresponsive in his apartment early May 4th, of this year. Kevin Samuels was found by the police to be unresponsive. A woman that I guess he met the night before stayed over, slept at his house, and in the morning he was complaining about chest pain. And then he fell on top of her, and that's when the young lady, you know, called 911 and asked for help. As people may or may not know, you know, Kevin Samuels was kind of notorious for having very critical opinions about women, or the modern woman in the dating in the dating era, and for Black women in particular as well. He was very critical of some Black women, especially for ladies that called into his show. He had very polarizing views, but I don't think anyone can deny that he's definitely made an impact on social media over the past year. But what I did see was that there were some people that were celebratory or celebrating his death, and that honestly kind of made me a little uncomfortable and a little sad. Yes, I know sometimes he can come up really strong and very harsh, but at the end of the day, this is still a human being. You know, this is still a person that lived and had his life really end pretty unexpectedly. So I would hope no one would ever rejoice over someone's death. But I really pray that his family has all the grace and the power and the comfort of the Holy Spirit to really kind of pass through these trying times.
Yes, blessings to those that were close to Kevin Samuels, his family, friends, and just his fans that were that found inspiration and motivation from his YouTube videos. I personally, condone, support those celebrating the death of Kevin Samuels,
yeah,
or just anyone in general. However, I do understand people's reserved right to not like someone for their views and opinions and henceforth. But, you know, mostly in Suga, and us individuals, we do not condone support in celebrating, you know, the death of anyone. And with Kevin Samuels in particular, from my understanding of Dr. Love, I think more so people who, I'm not saying anyone specifically said this, but I guess from my understanding, people are celebrating his death based on the fact of his interactions with Black women, particularly the type of language that he used towards them, his mannerisms, and it was almost as if he was projecting the idea that, you know, Black women, how should I say this? He was just a little, it came off a little bit degrading, belittling, and, inappropriate, a good amount of time.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, he was kind of like the loudest critic of Black women in the dating field, and kind of in the phrasing of which he said things.
Die alone.
Yeah, die alone. You hit the wall. There's no luck for you, or you can't find a husband past 35. Okay. Which, again, this may be true. Who knows? I don't know if this is true or not. But he kind of gave them. He's the Buckley's of medicine. Is it Buckley's? Yes, Buckley's of medicine. It's kind of like, it's terrible when it goes down, but it could be good for you.
Okay, fair enough. And to piggyback on that, Dr. Love, I personally felt like, how should I say this? I know a lot of people might not agree with me. Hold on, black women. I think that he had good intentions.
I do too.
I think he had good intentions. I just really feel like a lot of men whom he was not speaking to or was not applicable to, got, you know, above their shoulders with taking the advice. And I feel like the hype returned back to him in a sense where, you know, the goodness of his intentions got a bit skewed. Like, I feel like, you know, later on in his videos, you know, it got a little bit nastier. And I just feel like the hype surrounded his, you know, kind of blocked his intentions, so to speak. Whereas it was about video, it was about likes, it was about views, it was about, you know, whether his name was in the headlines and stuff like that. I feel like the intentions and the overall, you know, how should I say this? Reasoning for, you know, why he was doing, creating this movement, you know, to help, supposedly help black women, you know, become married, get, stay married, and, you know, don't die alone, so to speak. I think, you know, it got a little bit overshadowed by the hypeness of it. More so ever, I feel like he tried. He had good intentions. May he rest in peace. There are some things that I do feel that, you know, apart from the harshness in his delivery, black women, we should, you know, be keen to listen to some. I feel like some of his advice was a bit
I think in between, again, like the criticisms, he did have like well-intentioned advice.
Yeah, I think so.
And I do believe that he really wanted to see black families form.
That was what I really liked about him.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. I think that that was his end goal. Granted, again,
The delivery
is not one that I would rush to.
Right.
But I think he did really want to encourage and see that. And he just did it in an unconventional way. Now, and Ade, maybe we can give me a little pushback on this. but I also, I know we did, you know, say that we shouldn't necessarily have people celebrate his death, and by no means do I condone that at all. I would never celebrate someone's death. This is, at the end of the day, that was somebody's son, that was somebody's father. But at the same time, I do not lay blame on women that may show no interest or have apathy towards his death, right? Especially the woman or the sector of women that he's criticized. I feel like oftentimes we put so much burden specifically on black women to kind of just bear and grin everything, right? Okay. We can criticize them, their bodies, their hair, their makeup choices, their decisions in love, decisions in career, and almost belittle them to the point of nothing, and then turn around and expect them to also galvanize if something happens to the black man.
Open their arms. Give that motherly
protest. Protest on their behalf. Get justice. It's like black women has always been on the forefront of these movements. But it's like, if you are going to essentially bite the hand that feeds you, why would you expect now that same woman to kind of rush to your defense? It's not very logical, and I think it's very insensitive to the black woman's experience and how she's dealing with that. Like, we say all these things, but your words have power. Right. And if you are not trying to build up the woman or build up the people that you ultimately will have to depend on to defend you, it can only go from there. And the only thing I really also to just add on, I kind of felt bad for Kevin Samuel's legacy, because I do feel that he wanted at the end of the day to see black families together.
Yeah.
The fact that there are even questions or people celebrating his death, so to speak, because of his criticism. That makes me really sad. I'm not sure if that's the type of legacy that he really wanted to leave behind.
Yes, understood. I mean, I can't say for sure that wasn't his intentions, but there are times where I feel strongly that he did not create a channel. He did not invite, you know, particularly Black women to call his channel and give them advice simply to degrade and belittle them. I can't say that for sure. I'm not him. But at the same time, I just feel like some of the advice, there are some Black women. I've seen a good portion of Black women call back his channel thanking him for the advice.
They did.
Especially even married women too. A lot of married women called him thanking him for, you know, the advice that although it may not be necessarily applicable to them, the advice that he gave, the content in which he was giving off on his show was good. So, you know,
or entertaining, to say the least.
entertaining. Yeah. But you can always watch other things for entertainment. His overall goal was to help build the Black families.
Yeah.
And, you know, and keep them together. I just feel like it just got skewed, you know, along the road. That's just the thing, what I'm thinking.
Yeah, I mean,
you know, thus the uninterest in the overwhelming amount of Black women not, you know, caring for his death, unfortunately.
It is very sad. But I do see a lot of the male content creators on YouTube and Instagram, on social media, Black men specifically, really champion him and try to say the positive things.
Yeah,
carry on his legacy. So shout outs to them. And again, we as Mimosa and Suya do not condone celebrating his death, but we do hope that he rest in peace.
Yes. And and similarly with Toby, one of the that was another unfortunate you know, circumstance where someone did pass. Toby was of a Nigerian descent. Hold on, we are going to look up his name. Christian Toby Obumwelseli.
I'm pretty sure I said that wrong. Obumseli. He's an Igbo man. So again, very similarly, right? He
was known for degrading.
He had tweets belittling Black women. Black women. That was not his choice of preference in terms of dating.
You know, questioning their hair choices, their style of clothing, the way they spoke and behave, and sort of marginalizing and generalizing. Stereotyping us.
Yes.
And a overwhelming amount of Black women upon his death. Unfortunately, he was, you know, died at the hands of a non-Black
of
woman.
His white girlfriend.
Of his choice.
Of his choice.
Yes. We would use that in light quotations. he died at the hands of his choice.
Yeah.
Which wasn't a Black woman. And overwhelming amount of Black women, you know, on social media did not care about his death, you know, and they were very vocal about it.
Yeah.
You know, we don't condone, as we mentioned earlier, we don't condone support anyone's death. However, we do understand that people have the right to feel
way that they feel.
That's just facts at the end of the day is what I say. And the tweets, he was very vocal in how he felt about Black women, you know, and it was disturbing considering his mother, his aunts, he grew up around Black women. So it's just, you know, in a way in which the lives of Kevin Samuel and Toby were parallel in the sense that where they kind of was under the light of degrading Black women, you know, more so Toby,
Say. Toby was way more
vocal specifically and Black.
But yeah, they're similarly, right? Like they're
they died at the hands of their choices. Not trying to say the lady for Kevin Samuels. I'm not saying that.
I'm just saying
he physically was with. They were, you know, they passed in the presence of their choice. Let me change my words. They passed in the presence of their choice. Unfortunately, one was homicidal. You know, like told me unfortunately. And she had not been charged yet.
She has not been charged. So. Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, this is kind of another example of white privilege.
Yeah.
Specifically, and female white privilege.
And his case, a lot of black women are not necessarily voicing or being vocal in support of him because of his choice of words, what he had, what he was, you know, like he did. Am I wrong that they're doing that, that my fellow sisters are not? No. But I do feel, I want to really stress this. Please. It's not, I just don't feel it's right to celebrate anyone's death.
Yeah, I do.
You know?
I agree.
You know, I feel.
But also, I'm not in the business of guilting women that, again, do not want to necessarily lend their support.
Right.
Or lend their voice to people who they feel just spoke negatively towards them or didn't have their best interest in heart either.
Agreed, 100%.
Yeah. So it's just unfortunate in this case, right? Specifically with the Toby case, because his brother, you know, was trying to gather support from social media, from Black women, from Black Lives Matter. And Black women are typically at the forefront of these movements.
Yes.
But, you know, when those tweets were rediscovered and reprinted, and again, there was kind of like, a lack of response, you know, I could just imagine, like, as a brother, like, how can you, what can you say to defend that? Do you know what I mean?
Right,
it's just going to be that much harder for him to get justice now.
Yeah. So, and he was saying it was old tweets. It was, you know, that's not how he feels upon his passing and stuff like that. But it's just so unfortunate with social media. Once you write these things, people could go and backtrack it.
Uh-huh. So definitely, guys, just be very mindful. Your digital footprint does not come out.
Yeah.
You may think people don't screenshot. Mm-mm. They will find out. They will pull it up. Everything, once it's on the internet, it stays there.
Yes. And although the internet is a platform which people can voice their opinion, their thoughts, just be mindful what you put out there. Because like Dr. Love said, it can come and backtrack you for the good or for the bad, you know? May they both rest in peace, Kevin
Samuels, both rest in
Toby.
Peace.
What can we say to Black women who, you know, like, in, you know, with regards to Kevin Samuels and Toby? What would you would say?
I would say just follow your heart. Follow your heart and do what's best for you. Because no one else is going to do what's best for you. Do the best for you. Love yourself, and God will handle the rest.
Amen. Yeah, I think so too. And again, people have reserved the right to have their own opinion.
Absolutely.
So be it.
Speaking of relationships and the dynamics thereof, the slap heard around the world.
The slap of the century.
I think we're going to be talking about this for quite some time in the future. This was a defining moment.
You all know exactly what we're talking about. Will Smith angrily gets up and approaches Chris Rock as he hosts the awards Oscars. I can't remember if it's 30-something, 40-something. I don't know. Oscars. Anyway, Oscar 2022. Let's just believe it at that. Chris Rock makes an insensitive joke about, Jada's alopecia. And, Will Smith ain't having it. Don't talk about my mama. Don't talk about my wife.
That's right. Honestly, I'm not going to lie. The first time he went up there, I really thought it was a joke. I thought that it was part of a skit. I'm like, oh, that's interesting. That's a very weird thing to do at the Oscars.
Wait, he went up twice?
No, he went up once.
Oh, okay.
He went up once, but I mean, it is just so outside of Will Smith's character.
Yeah.
If before this slap, you would have told me that he was capable of doing that, I would never believe you. So that it was just, again, it was so out of character.
He's known as the funny guy. He's known to not take things seriously.
He's literally Hollywood's leading man.
Yeah.
So it was very odd. I didn't realize it was real until he went back to his seat and he was screaming from his seat.
keep your wife, keep my wife's name out your mouth fucking mouth.
I was like, oh no, this is real.
You should see Lupita's face. That was the most hilarious.
Lupita is the GOAT for that. Oh, for she real. Is gonna be mean forever.
Right. I think she,
yeah. So he made an insensitive comment, but I will honestly say, and I don't think people talk about it enough, Chris Rock handled that like a true king.
He did it.
He was so professional. He didn't hit him back. He showed constraint. And he didn't press charges, which he could have.
Right. And sued for $1 million.
Or sued like for Jerry, whomever.
And,
yeah.
What's his name? Jim Carrey suggested.
Yeah, exactly. So I really big kudos to him. But what are your thoughts, Adeyeye?
Well, first of all, first and foremost, I feel that, yes, it was an insensitive comment, but at the same time, comedians, they say a lot of insensitive stuff.
Oh, of course. Yeah, and so Chris Rock has known to be grossly inappropriate.
Yes, yes, they say a lot of insensitive stuff. And, I think if Will Smith was bothered, really bothered by it, he could have vocalized his annoyance with the joke without physically touching somebody. Like, I'm so, like, once you could say what you want to say, but once you put your hands on me, this is crossing physical, this is like crossing all measures of respect.
Yeah.
You know? So I feel like you going over the board. And as far as, like, on the stance in Chris Rock's position, someone is coming towards you. It's over 6 feet, man. He's not smiling. You just said an insensitive joke. Now, I don't know about y'all, but I'm from Brooklyn, New York.
Oh,
somebody
boy.
Comes towards me.
Oh, boy.
After I just said something about his wife, I am standing back, stepping back 2 feet. Hands are raised in a mode, an attack, what do you call that? Let's say fight mode. We
Street Fighter? You want me Street Fighter?
Yeah, what's up? I don't know if you're going to give me a hug or what, but I'm prepared either or. Like, you know?
But this is what I'm saying.
So, Chris Rock, how did he not know he was going to come up and do something?
But would you, that's what I'm saying. Before that moment, did you really think, I don't think anybody could ever imagine Will Smith, okay, going up to slap him.
But what was he gonna do though then? Like, I thought he was gonna give a hug.
Sometimes people like maybe play like
do
like
what?
Play hit or even, you know, pretend like they're gonna choke someone out. But to really physically, like, that slap, he cocked back. Okay,
that's what I'm saying. Like, in order for me to know you're doing that, because I'm from New York, I'm a step back with him, you know, in my stance.
But you're
mode,
not,
and then you're gonna have to do that.
Maybe
either or, I'm prepared
maybe,
for either or.
But I mean, when was the last time Chris Rock was smacked in front of millions and millions of people?
By a black man.
By a black man.
Black man after
exactly.
He said an insensitive joke
it
about his
is
wife.
Not likely. If I'm pretty sure he was, and he looked confused after the slap because he was like, wait a minute. I would never expect that from Will Smith.
Right. Slap the shit out of him.
Exactly. So it was totally out of character. It's just something. It's like, if any black man was to slap him, it wouldn't be Will Smith.
Okay.
It wouldn't have been Will Smith. But, you know, Will Smith is now banned from the Academy Awards.
For 10 years.
He's still able to be nominated, but he's not able to attend the award ceremonies or any after parties.
What do you think about that? I mean, honestly, who cares?
Who cares? Right. I don't think anyone cares. I think he'll do just fine.
Right. First of all, I even in the Oscars all that night until I saw that.
I don't think anyone watch award shows anymore.
Slapped.
It's over.
So, yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I do know that the Academy had to do something.
Right.
And that's the punishment, and that's the punishment. He just has to kind of take it. But I do want to kind of touch into the reason why he slapped him.
Okay, let's get
it. So there's been heated debate on social media.
Yes.
In terms of whether or not he had the right to defend his wife. And just defending of black women in general.
Okay.
So there were some people that were saying like, oh, you know, if anyone disrespects your wife, he has a right to stand up for his wife, however shape that may look like.
Okay.
And the only reason people are even more upset about it is because, given, of course, the known relationship that Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith has had over the past years, they've become more open about some of their interesting aspects of their relationships.
And to even try to cut you off, it's always been this idea that the black man doesn't protect the black woman.
Exactly.
You know, like,
exactly.
It's always painted like that. We protect y'all, but y'all can't protect,
that can't
know?
Protect black women.
So,
and also that she, if they didn't know all these, if they weren't so open about their relationships in terms of, like, her discussions with, of course, August Alsina, the Red Table Talk,
mm-hmm.
that because she is like that and he still wanted to defend her, that she's not worthy of that defense. She's not worthy of being defended by her husband because she has all these discretions and all these, and is so open about some of the very intimate aspects of the relationship.
I get what people are saying.
Yeah.
And I'm a bit torn and indifferent with this, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
But all in short, I'm going to keep it 100. Say what you want to say. Don't put your hands on me. Point blank and period. That's it. You know?
I think we both can agree that
he
should have never hit him.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah,
that
is
totally.
But some people are in agreement of him putting his hands on Chris Rock.
Right. It's what I'm saying. Like, some people are just like, however a husband feels that he can demonstrate support and protection of his wife, so be it. But in this particular case, it is not warranted. I mean, Chris Rock did not deserve to be slapped. And honestly embarrassed, really, in front of the whole world for years and years to come. Like, this is a lasting effect.
And here's the thing, Will Smith just even proved more so of his mental deterioration.
Yeah,
it's like you did more harm than good, actually.
Yeah.
you made yourself, and it's, and trust me, I love Will Smith, so sorry to say, no offense to any Will Smith and any of his fans, but he just made a big damn fool of himself. Because here's the thing, mm-hmm. you're protecting this lady, and the lady does not see, it's just so many with this, the Smith family. It's so many layers to mm-hmm. them. And yes, we could sit down, judge, speculate about their family and so, but at the end of the day, it's like their business is put on out in the forefront.
Yes. That's what I'm saying. They've been a lot open before, you know, Red Table Talk specifically. They were kind of like a secret, you know. It was like, are they in an open relationship, or are they, you know, are they Scientologists? And they come back,
rumors,
you know?
Yeah.
So there's all these rumors. So they were very private. It's only very recently, over the past couple of years, that they've been more open about kind of, again, the intricacies of their relationship. But I kind of have a hot take.
Okay. Let's hear it.
I do not think that Will Smith smacked him because of his ego. I mean, I think he smacked Chris Rock because of his ego. I don't think he smacked him to defend Jada, and this is why.
Okay.
Although Jada rolled her eyes and looked uncomfortable, when he came back down and he was yelling, she herself looked confused. Right?
Oh, I didn't get that.
Oh, yeah. A lot of people didn't like pan over to see her. I think she thought it was a joke too, because she was laughing when he came back to the seat until he started, you know, yelling at Chris Rock about, you know, don't talk about my wife. And then that's when you saw her face change, like, oh, this is a moment. And she said something very similar in the Red Table Talk about how he was planning this very big, lavish birthday party for her, and all she really wanted was just kind of like a private time with him. She didn't want like a big party, but he wanted to throw a party for her to celebrate her despite her wishes. And she told him, this was the biggest display of your ego that we've ever seen. So I honestly don't, because it doesn't really, to me, it doesn't, 1 + 1 = 2 in this situation. He
or this
was angry.
Equal Alsina.
Oh, Lord. Ooh, child, that's what that means. We can talk about it another time. But yeah, I think it was more so of his ego. I think that he felt challenged that a black, or a man in general, is has the audacity to speak about his wife in front of millions of people. Who knows the conversations they had in private? I don't know. But I really don't think that was to defend Jada's honor. I think that it was for his ego, personally.
I agree, but I just feel like Will Smith is... I feel like Will Smith is in a very confusing state of being right now.
Child, he's been confused since August Alsina.
Is it protect my wife? Are you upset at that? Are you upset that you are constantly being made up, like, as a joke? Like,
yeah.
What's going on? Because
he has been. He's been the butt of jokes for almost, again, since August Alsina. So.
Yeah, since August Alsina thing.
And again, it's not from someone that we expect. We don't expect our beloved Will Smith, the guy that pretty much played Ali to Pursuit of Happiness to Wild Wild West. Like, we don't expect our good guy,
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air,
to get it wrong. But I don't think we should cancel Will Smith. I think he needs help, and I think he is getting that through rehab. But I just think he needs to take a beat. He needs to address his mental health.
What would you have said for him to protect his black queen then? What should he have done instead?
So, I personally wouldn't advise him to walk up to him and smack him. He can have a conversation about what he said privately behind closed doors, this is his night. And it's crazy that this same night he won an Oscar for King Richard. We are just, after like many years, because he's a phenomenal actor,
he could
act his butt off.
Yeah.
So for that to be overshadowed by the slap, like, it to me, that just again proves that it wasn't worth it. But I would have a conversation with Chris Rock afterwards. Like, yo, this actually made me feel really uncomfortable. It made my wife uncomfortable. I really appreciate it if you don't do it again. And you could, and if he still doesn't know it, then you could shoot the fair one without witnesses. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're gonna shoot the fair one, 5 minutes without any, we good.
But where Will Smith from again? Compton?
No, he's from Philadelphia.
Oh my God, look at that.
He's from Philly.
Listen,
Philly's different.
Right?
Okay.
Philly. We're not in Philly yet, so we gonna hit Philly. We're over Brooklyn. Where we at?
Brooklyn! Yeah, so, and he can't, and Chris Rock is like, it's so small compared to Will Smith. It's just unfair.
Mama came on and, don't hit my baby. The brother came on and be like, yo, we gonna shoot the fan or not?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, every human being is somebody's relative, right?
Yeah.
It's someone's son. It's someone's brother.
Yeah.
It's someone's father. It's not just that individual person in isolation. It's people connected with him in all sides. So we just have to be mindful of that.
I think with the Chris Rock and the Will Smith, we can see the view from both points.
Yes.
That's just the thing about it. But health and well wishes to them both.
Yes, I do. I know Will Smith is still in rehab, trying to get things together. I know Chris Rock, at least he's making jokes about the incident.
Yeah,
now.
That's one thing. Comedy is supposed to be funny.
Yeah, it's not supposed to be funny.
Serious.
Yeah, so he's making jokes about it. He's making light of it now. So it looks like he's heading in the right direction.
And thank God, no serious injuries. Nobody, moving Black. Along. There was serious injuries though when that guy. Wanted to slap. I guess the Will Smith thing inspired people to be slapping people all around.
Child.
Mysterious dude attempts to slap Dave Chappelle.
Well,
he got the message.
I have never seen someone's arm like that in my life. That was the most concerning. Even as a medical professional, I was very concerned about his arm.
Am I laughing? Like, God help me. Why am I laughing? This is not funny.
I've never seen someone's arm like that. And it was all shackled up. I don't know. The police officers was wrong for that. How you gonna... This man's arm is... He has two left arms now. And you gonna shackle that arm to the bed? To the stretcher? Dang, that's crazy.
We gotta protect the black man at all costs.
At all costs.
The black man.
Is it bad that I was shocked that it was a black man that did that? I was like, that's weird.
He's black?
He's black!
He was black.
He is a whole black man. I was just confused. I'm like, this is usually
Girl,
not
we
us.
Gotta look up that.
This
thing.
Is usually not a us thing. So yeah, I was very concerned.
Yes, what made
But for the audience that so we can know what we're talking about. So recently Dave Chappelle was on tour at the Hollywood Bowl, and during his skit, this man kind of just rammed into Dave Chappelle, almost knocking him over. But as soon as he made contact with Dave Chappelle, security guys got to them, boy. Restrained and detained him until proper authorities came, and he will know not to do this again.
Like, oh damn, don't kill him, man.
Right, I was really scared they won't kill him. Like, wee. But honestly, how was he able to get up
and why
on
did
stage?
He do that, though,
and also
question.
They found that he had a replica gun that can eject that had a knife in it.
Oh my god.
So it's okay. Just like, whoa, no, that's actually much. Was very like, what if he stabbed Dave Chappelle? It would have been a whole different story. I mean, thank god, you know, Dave Chappelle didn't have any serious injuries, but yeah. That's actually really scary that a guy was able to get into the venue with a knife and you're still laughing at this.
It's just the left arm, two left arms.
I'm he has that. Two left arms,
and they
child.
Shackled him to the, like, what?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, he was not going anywhere, okay?
I mean, protect the black man at all costs.
Protect
like,
the black
man.
Like, he
was man. That energy before Chris Rock.
Yeah.
You know, shit.
I just hope this is not going to be a trend where people are just attacking
comedians. Yeah, that's the thing. Unfortunately, unfortunately, that's the thing when you are in the spotlight. You have to, you know, be wary of the
Well, rest in peace to his arm, and I guess speedy recovery.
Oh my gosh, not the arm, the arm.
I really don't think, even if it heals, I'm not sure if it's gonna be functioning the way it ever, the way that God intended it to.
On our next episode, we should give out health tips for post-attack
disorder. post-traumatic attack disorder.
Oh my gosh.
Like,
it's
that.
Not funny.
It's not a real thing.
It's not funny. We're not making fun of the dude, but I mean, for the record, guys, please don't go on and attack a major comedian.
Like, don't attack anyone.
It's not gonna turn out good.
Just like, don't attack anyone, please. Yeah. It's not worth it, as we can see.
I'm definitely not worth it.
Did we cover all of our trending topics?
We sure did. We spoke a lot. We spoke a lot. We always have good vibes anytime we link up.
You know, it's
always something
always something going on. I'm very, it's been a very spicy couple of weeks,
Yes.
So it's not even summer yet. So I'm interested to see how this goes.
You know, this year's going to turn out.
How this year's going to turn out.
We got some exciting news coming up. For Mimosa and Suya.
Yes.
Yeah, some exciting things on and popping in
on
progress
the way.
In future. Terms.
And thank you guys again for your continued support. We're gonna have some t-shirts, sweaters coming down to you soon. Also, again, guys, if you are interested in going to Afro Nation July 1st to July 3rd in Portugal, hit us up in the DMs and or comment in our Instagram and Facebook below, and we can get you to the proper channel so that you can hang out with us.
Until then, I am Ade.
Sasu Love.
And we are Mimosa and Suya.
Woo! Peace.